again and welcome to BCP. It's BCP 412. It's me, Pete Kogel, starting off with a slightly quieter and more relaxed track from a slightly quieter and more relaxed person after last week's bit of a rant. Yes, I was not in a happy mood last week, but I'm in a much happier mood this week, a much more relaxed mood this week, but it doesn't necessarily mean all the music is going to be that way. There's lots of different styles here, as always. That track was another track from Indonesia. I've played a lot of them from Indonesia recently. I just sort of discovered this sort of open area, as far as I'm concerned, of really good music. That was a track called My Bedroom by Push and Play, from the Bump Foot record label this time, bumpfoot.net. That's Foot 204. They have had that many releases. Very, very good indeed. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. Speaking of record release labels and stuff like that, there is a new album. It's come out this morning. It's the 9th release on Angel Dust Records. I should be playing a track from that in the Dub Zone, which I shall be recording tomorrow. The whole recording schedule has sort of changed slightly. I'm going to be focusing on doing things at the weekend. BCP as usual on Saturdays, but instead of the Dub Zone being on Fridays like it used to be, and all the others, I'm just going to be on Sundays from now, because I just haven't got the time from work and I just need to focus on getting that done, because time is money, as they say. So yeah, that's what's happening. And anyway, the new album is coming out on Angel Dust, as I said. It's by Sergey Gabasov, who goes under the name of Dub Raja, and he's got a new album out called Terai, which is very interesting indeed, because Sergey is an anthropologist, and his music is based on and focused on the areas he's studied, so places like Bali and India and various very interesting places in the world where anthropologists go out there and do that sort of stuff. If you've ever studied anthropology, which I have a little bit, it's I think it's quite interesting. So anyway, I'm wittering on, aren't I? I'm wittering on complete rubbish. Let's have somebody else's witness on complete rubbish, but in a rappy style. This is That's Right, I'm Good, by Gangsta Grass, featuring T-Zone.
Only bars I'm standing behind are the ones I'm spitting. The kid is in rare form, fans love the guard. Put a chosen on your ears, cause my lyrics are coming hard. I'm cocky, and don't ask why. This chick said, get over yourself, I can't jump that high. These little pups throwing pebbles at the guard. I laugh at these peasants like, ha 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 ha. The nerve of these youngins having the gall to diss me. I just tell them, go swim and play, I'm busy. Waste the flesh, you waste the space. I even let you eat with the kid without saying grace. Little dudes wanna battle, I giggle and laugh. Them dudes ain't worth the gas for my ass, but I might just rip at you little twerks. I'm doing big things, you stuck, I know it hurts. Well, stay off my nuts and get your hustle on, you can get out your butt. Time is precious, you suspended in mind. It's like your clock is broken, it just won't wind. I can't explain how I rip these lines, and I'm blessed with the skill to bring it straight from the mind. Every rapper's cocky, y'all, it ain't just me. So don't hate me, hate them cause they not me. Cops took shots like, but no one can stop me.
I'm a bad.
If the bullets couldn't do it, you could never. Keep my name on your lips and I will live forever. Respect the kid, my word is gospel. I'll stare in the mirror and flare up your nostrils and think mean thoughts about the Bronx Bomber. When I see your face to face, it's like Tone. I'm sorry.
unique sound of gangster grass, some bluegrass, and some gangster stuff. So some gangster rap from over the top. Very interesting. That's Right, I'm Good is that particular title of that particular thing. You'll find them at gangstergrass.com. Yeah, very good indeed. From New York and the US. I've played one of their tracks before, but it was on the Hip Hop Zone. So if you haven't heard the Hip Hop Zone, that's where you'll find it. You better get there quick, actually, because the Hip Hop Zone will be coming to an end soon. I just haven't got the time, and one of the zones, unfortunately, has had to sort of go to miss, which is a bit of a shame. But the 20th episode of the Hip Hop Zone will be a best of, and there will probably be no more. But I'm not going to say for certain there's no more. I might do the occasional one if I get my hands on some really, really fantastic tracks. As and when, people. As and when. Right, there's a new album coming out soon from Secret Archives of the Vatican. They're working on it at this very moment. But there is a track that's come out on the Sub Bass record label, which is available for free. This is a track in very interesting time called Stealth Camel. We'll be right back. As ever, the Secret Archives guys come up with something completely unique and different. I don't know what time signature that is. Vince did tell me, but it's effectively a waltz. And I don't think I've ever heard of a sort of a dubstepy type track in waltz signature before. So very good indeed. Stealth Camel, as I said, you can find him Brunker Broken Drum Records, or you can find out about more of them, more about that particular album, which is called Ethno Bass 2, I think. Let me just check that. I think it's Ethno Bass 2. Yes, no, Ethno Step 2, rather, from the Sub Bass record label, which is always a good place to go check it out and check out the other tracks there. Subbass.bandcamp.com is where you'll find that particular album. You can download it for whatever ever you feel like, including free if you want to. It's entirely up to you. Right, moving on. Next track is by Happy Puppy record label. You can find a Happy Puppy record label at members.shaw.ca/Happy Puppy Records. Canadian band, obviously, or Canadian label, obviously. This is Let's Go Up by Origami Repetica. another rather nice, chirpy, chappy, happy sort of chiptune type track there from Origami Rebetika. You can find it at origami.teks.no, which of course is Norwegian, but I don't think for 1 minute he is actually Norwegian, though I can't find out for sure because there's nothing much I can say about him because nobody tells me. So there you go, whatever, it doesn't really matter, it's just a track. I enjoyed it and played it, and that's all I can say. So if you don't know where he comes from, does it really matter? Not really, no. Right, so anyway, it's been a really busy week for me, as you can appreciate. Got the album out, which is good. I mean, sort of sat on that for a while. The next album is already sort of already starting to think about the next album on Angel Dust, which is a good thing. And got some interesting tracks to play you here today. What else have I been up to? Yesterday, Friday, was pretty busy actually. It was a 3-hour practice we did for of Zumba for the 9-hour or the 36-hour, depending on how mad you are. I happen to be doing 9 hours of madness as opposed to my Zumba teacher and two of her friends are doing 36 hours of madness to get the world record. Anyway, so we did 3 hours. I think it's about 50 of us there actually doing 3 hours, which is rather good. It was rather good fun. I ache a little bit this morning, but not as bad as I could do if I wasn't fit. So it was very good indeed. I really enjoyed it. But 3 hours does appear to be quite a long time, especially when you're starting. I think after a while, once you've got the last sort of half hour to go, you sort of really enjoy yourself. But I think the middle bit is going to be the hard part, so I'm told by Esther. We'll have to wait and see. So if you are interested, as I keep telling people, if you're interested in sponsoring, it's for a very, very good cause. It's for a hospice in my area that looks after people on their last legs, as it were, and giving them a sort of a dignified end to hopefully a dignified life. So I think it's a really good cause, and of course I do all these podcasts for free. So if you've got a couple of quid, and I mean only just been a couple of quid, if you haven't got much, then just drop it in. There's a link on the website to my Virgin Giving page, which will be there for the duration. And if you've got some money, I hope you do put some money in. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks very much to those that already have. Indeed. Right, let's change track completely. This next track is not work safe, so if you are be playing this on a loudspeakers, you might want to put your headphones on. This is Lewis Ling and the Bombs, and Bomb the... They don't like some people, do they? That's Lewis Ling and the Bombs, of course. Fantastic track from them and their album. Find out more about them at ReverbNation.com. Lewis Ling and the Bombs from Paris and France. Just love that band, full of energy. I want to see them in the UK. I do. I want to see them over here. So if you ever get a chance to come over, guys, do let me and I think Rowley and possibly some others to know, because I'm sure we'd enjoy it. Be good fun. Next track is completely different from a different part of the world. This is Kush Aurora played. Have I played anything from him? I'm not sure if I've been, actually, I haven't been able to play anything from him before, but this was sent to me from Sub Infinity Records. It's subinfinity.com. This is Tribal War, the original mix. Kush Arora from California, from San Francisco in California, and a track of his called Tribal War on the original mix. There is another mix available, but that's one I particularly fancied, from Subinfinity Records, and I rather enjoyed that. So sent to me by the guys there, and I just like different kinds of music, as you well know. I've been having a look through some of the old stuff I've got as well, actually, and I discovered this track by Johnny Nothing. I played some of his tracks a long time ago, but I discovered this one, which I hadn't played before. So this is Coco under Heavy Manners by the Dubliminal Girls, given the Johnny Nothing treatment. If you weren't playing air bass guitar onto that, there's something seriously wrong with you. That was Dubliminal Girls and a track called Coco Under Heavy Manners, originally recorded, as I said, by Dubliminal Girls, without giving the Johnny Nothing treatment. And you can find Johnny Nothing at johnnynothing.com. Awesome, really enjoyed that. Nice to have a bit of I think of that sort of style of it is it's almost sort of like Clash reggae. It goes back to sort of late 70s, early 80s reggae stuff. Does anybody play stuff like that anymore? I don't know if they do. It's a shame, really. I really enjoyed it. It's what got me into reggae in the first place, that punky reggae thing. Never mind, let's move on. This is Exoskeleton by Once Were Ghosts. Nice indeed. That was Exoskeleton by Once Were Ghosts. Reminds me of the Nordic Giants, actually, who we saw down at the Great Escape, of course. Very sort of, what they call it, post-rock ambient type stuff. I'm not quite sure what you could call it, but I just enjoyed it. So Exoskeleton is the title of that track. You can find Once Were Ghosts at facebook.com, OWGLV. Not quite sure what the LV stands for, but there you go. And that's from the excellent Sirona record label at sirona-records.com. Free download. As of course most of this stuff is, if you enjoy it, you can go and find it there. So have a little rummage if you like that particular track. Next track is something different again. Yeah, that's what we do. Keep playing something different. Acid Breakfast by Dave Kent. Excellent stuff. That was who was it? Let me find the new details. That was Acid Breakfast by Dave Kent. You can find more about Dave Kent at Toucan Music, which is where I got that from. Toucanmusic.co.uk. He is based in Bedfordshire in England, and that particular track is a free download. You can get a listen to that. And although it's absolutely got, you know, sort of nothing really much in common with Mumbaton, I should actually tell you, I forgot to tell you on the last couple of occasions, that the ginger Shinobi-san is now moved, but he is producing a podcast. He's no longer in the London area, but he's in producing a podcast from his secret hideout somewhere far away, and he's producing a podcast called 108 Till Late, the Mumbaton podcast. He's not talking. I think it's probably because of his typical ninja vow of silence on this particular podcast, but he's producing some banging tracks, so go check it out at iTunes. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can actually find that particular one. If you like that Mumbaton vibe, go check it out. Right. Last track time, and this is Lush Life by Paul Doerr. Paul Doerr can be found at soundcloud.com, P-O-L-D-O-O-R-E. He is from Leuven, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, in Belgium. And it's a bit of a track from Dusted Wax. So you can expect some sort of really good hip-hoppy, trip-hoppy, ambient trip-hoppy music. It's just called music. It's just a style of music that I like. And I'm going to play it. See you soon, folks.